Martez, you guys are back-to-back East champions, and while the voting hasn't been finished this week yet, a lot of people are talking Georgia to win the East. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, personally, I don't really pay attention to it, but as a unit, as a team, we take that as motivation, you know? I mean, we've been an underdog for the last 2 years that I've been at Florida, and I really don't expect nothing less from people saying, putting us under, saying we're going to do this and we can't do that. I mean, we set our own limits for ourselves, and we don't let nobody else set them for us.
Front row here on the left side.
Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. How often do you go up against Jabari in practice, and how much better do you think he can get from last year's performance?
Summertime, I've been going against him every day. Every time we went and do one-on-ones, I go against Jabari. I mean, he improved so much. I mean, like, he's consistent every time he pass rush. He can do it all. He can beat you with speed. He can beat you with power. He can beat you with a counter. And, you know, he works a lot of moves.
Left side here against the wall.
Ross Dellinger with the Advocate. Martez, this LSU rivalry, you know, how could you just kind of describe it lately and how it's been, and how much do y'all talk about it, like, in the locker room?
It blew up. It definitely blew up, fan base wise, and I started seeing everything that goes on Twitter, Facebook, and people outside. You know, they always put in my ear about LSU, you know. Ever since I've, you know, been a Florida fan, it was all about FSU, and lately it's been all LSU. I mean, just because what happened last year before the game and the year before that, how close it was, and the goal line stop we had last year also was just, that put the icing on the cake, and now everybody looking forward to this game coming up and scheduling it on homecoming. I mean, that makes it even that makes it even more I would say it makes it even more interesting for people just to blow this game up.
Right here, front row on the left.
Martez, you're finally playing the position you were recruited to Florida for after 2 years of playing guard. How has the transition gone this, you know, since the end of the season?
Transition been really smooth, actually. I mean, like, it's a natural position. That's why I played in high school. And, you know, I got used to guard. And, you know, when I first got there, I was setting like I was at guard still. And just, you know, I had to sit down and just, like, watch myself for a little bit. And I had to, like, you know, it was smooth, but at times it was kind of rough because, you know, I was used to playing guard for 2 years. But I believe now, like, it's flowing pretty well.
Right side, front row.
Oh, Michael Braden from Saturday Down South. Last couple of years, Florida's kind of struggled on offense, but now you guys got so many guys coming back, and, you know, there's been issues at quarterback, and now you got three guys that probably have confidence in. How good do you see the offense being next year?
We're loaded. I mean, we're loaded at running back, got experience on the O-line, and loaded at wide receiver, and got competition going on between the quarterbacks on the offensive side of the ball. And I see ourselves in, like, the sky's the limit, you know. It's about execution. It's about doing little things right. It's about how bad we want it. And I see us doing big things next year. Well, next fall.
Any other questions for Martez? Front row here, left side.
You know, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. Do you think that you can end up proving now, making the switch over to tackle? You know, you think you have what it takes to prove that you're one of the best tackles, not only in the SEC, but in the country?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's up to other people. But, I mean, I'm going to go out each and every week. I'm going to play my best. I'm going to give it everything I got. And I'm going to continue what I've always been doing and just working hard. NFL-wise, yes. I mean, that's obvious, but I don't really think about the money standpoint. I just, you know, at the end of the day, it's football, and right now I'm in college, so I ain't getting paid nothing for it.